From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Moscow says that all hope for an internationally negotiated settlement in Ukraine has been destroyed. The statement comes after Ukraine's government forces launched an assault on pro-Russian separatists in the eastern city of Slovansk. Interim Ukrainian President Oleksandr Turchynov said many of the rebels were killed, injured, or arrested in the operation. Hours after the assault began, the separatists shot down two Ukrainian military helicopters. Anya Ardayeva reports from Moscow.
A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Peskov, said that the punitive operation against the separatists' eastern stronghold effectively had destroyed all hope for the viability of the Geneva agreements negotiated by the U.S., Russia, Ukraine and the European Union on April 17. His words were echoed by the Russian Foreign Ministry, which said in a statement that using army against its own people is a crime that leads Ukraine to a catastrophe. Following a conversation with German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Thursday, Russian President Vladimir Putin dispatched his envoy Vladimir Lukin to Slavyansk to negotiate the release of 10 OSCE observers captured by the pro-Russian separatists last week.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel met with President Barack Obama at the White House Friday to discuss trade and intelligence sharing, among other issues. But the visit was overshadowed by the ongoing crisis in Ukraine. The two leaders told reporters that they've prepared new sectoral sanctions that they're prepared to levy against Russia if it continues to destabilize the region.
There are a range of approaches that can be taken, not only in the energy sector, but in the arms sector, the finance sector, in terms of lines of credit for trade, all that have a significant impact on Russia.
It was the first bilateral meeting between Germany and the United States since documents leaked by fugitive whistleblower Edward Snowden revealed that the U.S. was spying on Ms. Merkel's personal cell phone and those of other world leaders. The German chancellor said Friday that they did not reach an agreement to end such spying going forward. The United Nations reports that a large landslide in Afghanistan has left as many as 350 people dead in the province of Badakhshan. Afghanistani officials estimate about 2,000 are missing. Heavy rains triggered the landslide, which buried over 300 homes and affected nearly 1,000, around the village of Boko Barik. Local Governor Shan Wailula Adib says rescue efforts are currently underway, but are hampered by a lack of proper equipment. Those living nearby have also been evacuated out of fears of additional landslides in the region. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The United States economy has recorded its strongest monthly job creation figures since January 2012. After an unusually harsh winter, investors hope this data is an indication that the economy is gaining momentum following a sluggish first quarter. William Denzelow reports from New York.
Aided by strong hiring numbers in business and professional services, the United States economy added 288,000 jobs in April. The U.S. economy grew at a disappointing annual rate of 0.1% for the first quarter. But with the weather improving, economists are expecting the economy to bounce back. In the latest figures from the U.S. Labor Department, unemployment fell to 6.3% from a previous 6.7%. It's the lowest level it's been since September 2008. But economists caution that this dip is largely due to a sharp decline in the labor force. Some 700,000 jobless Americans are no longer counted as unemployed, as they've stopped looking for work.
In Nigeria, authorities have requested that parents of the more than 200 abducted schoolgirls come forward with photographs of their daughters to help the investigation. Police are still trying to establish who exactly was taken 2 weeks ago, when suspected Islamist militants attacked a school in the state of Borno. The gunmen forced the girls onto buses and drove away. About 50 of their victims have since managed to escape from their captors. Parents say the government is not doing enough to help find their missing children and demand answers, using local rallies and social media to raise awareness for the girls' plight. Militant group Boko Haram is suspected to be behind the attack, but they've not yet claimed responsibility for the abduction. In Britain, the celebrity PR manager Max Clifford has been jailed for 8 years after being found guilty of indecent assaults on women and girls as young as 15. The 71-year-old was told by the judge that he had groomed and degraded his victims. He's likely to serve half his sentence. And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.